Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Mr. McFarlane, please?
Yes, it's him.
Hi, Gary. My name's Michael. I'm calling from MMA Legal with a law firm helping you with your Scottish redress case.
How are you doing, mate?
I'm good, thank you, Gary. How are you?
No bad.
Fantastic. You've been speaking to a colleague of mine, Billy, in our customer care team. Gary, my role at MMA is to investigate and gather the evidence for you so we can substantiate, that's hard to say, your claim. What we do, Gary, is we write to, obviously, the social services, local authorities, any GPs, NHSs, any drug or alcohol rehabilitation centres, and gather that evidence for you. So the call today, Gary, isn't just about your time in care. It's more about how your time in care and the trauma you faced has had an impact on you throughout your adult life.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Gary?
Yeah.
Perfect. So just to let you know, sir, all our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. The questions I'm going to ask you, Gary, are relatively, you know, tough. So I wouldn't be doing my job for you if I didn't ask you these questions. So I am sorry in advance. It pains me to ask you these questions. So I am sorry. The idea is to try and find out, you know, if you've suffered any sort of depression, anxiety, PTSD, any drugs or alcohol issues, and then I'll write to your GP, NHS trusts, and the like, to gather that evidence so we can paint a picture
for
the Scottish redress of, you know, how your time and care has massively haunted you into your adult life.
Uh-huh.
So, that being said, Gary, do you or have you ever suffered with depression or anxiety, sir?
See, I'm actually on prescription tablets for depression.
Okay, perfect.
It's just maybe happened in the last year or something like that.
Yeah, what, did it all just come out of there?
So when I was a young kid, like, say about the age of 14, I was a cannabis smoker.
Yeah, of course.
Right up until maybe 10 years ago.
Yeah. And what, did it all hit you when you came off it?
Yeah, so sort of a, like, the cannabis kind of just blocks stuff out, you know, makes you forget,
yeah,
just things, you know, and then once I seen all this coming back on social media, like, it kind of brought it all back to me, kind of a thing.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I know a lot of my friends have hit their trauma and cannabis, and it delays the reaction.
Cannabis just makes you just forget about stuff, you know, that...
Yeah.
I've noticed that myself through coming off it, you know, when I came off it 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Forget a lot of stuff, kind of a thing.
I've got friends, Gary, and that's slightly off topic, but I've got very, very close friends who have been through trauma, you know, parents killing themselves, siblings, suicide.
Yeah.
And they were on cannabis for 20 years. Yeah. And when they came off it, you know, it really hit them hard.
So when I came off it, I got hypnotised off it, so...
Oh, wow.
It was like, that helped, you know.
Yeah.
When just trying to come off it myself, kind of a thing, because I couldn't come off it, you know, it was just getting too much.
Okay. Obviously worked. How many goes did that take?
It was just one. Had three goes at it, but the first one, after the first one, that was me, I was off the cannabis, you know.
Amazing, that.
It was a bit high, because I've got a lot of friends who are dope smokers and they can't get off it.
Yeah, I know. No,
it was just a way of life kind of a thing, you know.
Yeah, when you're so heavily dependent on it, you know, getting off it is certainly something that dulls the agony that you've been through. When you come off it and you start thinking clearly and thinking straight, that's the time where it itches, isn't it?
Well, just seeing a lot of it on social media, I think, brought a lot of it back to me, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I get that. Social media. So what I'm going to do, Gary, with your permission, I'm going to write to your GP. I'm going to request all of your medical records.
Okay.
What that does, obviously, I won't tell them why I'm writing. It's none of their business. one second, sorry. I'm just going to request it as your lawyer. What we'll then do is, obviously, we'll then present that to the Scottish Redress team, along with the evidence I get from your time and care. I take it, Gary, that since you were smoking cannabis, you didn't have an issue with alcohol?
No.
Tends to be one or the other, doesn't it?
Yeah, I did. Like, when I was younger, say for the age of about 14, maybe about 21, yeah, I was drinking and the cannabis, you know, but
yeah,
I had a bad night on the drink one night, and then I just decided that it wasn't for me, you know.
Yeah. And any issues with, you know, heroin,
no,
cocaine, anything like that? Okay.
Cocaine I did for 3 years.
Yeah. Or was that just socially?
It was just continuing for a lot, and I just fell into the cycle. Everybody was taking it, kind of a thing, you know.
Yeah. I've lived through that age. I'm not too far away from it, so I understand that. My issues with heroin. Okay. I've got a real tough one, Gary. It's one that, you know, really pains me in my stomach to ask, but I do have to ask. Have you ever tried to get to take your own life?
No.
Okay, perfect. Okay. So, with your permission, I'm going to write to your GP. I'm going to gather that information, and then obviously present that to the Scottish Redress team as proof of, you know, what happened to you as a in care,
uh-huh,
has kicked you into this you know, cycle of depression once you came off the cannabis.
Uh-huh.
The likelihood is, Gary, you would have been on, you know, depression tablets and anti-depression.
See, I didn't realise, like, when I came off them, I probably needed the medication until over maybe just about 2 years ago, and then
yeah,
I got some, and it's kind of a help, you know, but I still feel a wee bit within myself, kind of, sometimes, yeah, you know.
Yeah, no, pal. How are you on a day-to-day, Gary? How's things? How are you?
I'm not too bad, really, because I've got 6 kids, you know, and it's kind of a...
Hey, they keep you busy.
Yeah.
I've only got 5.
It's not nice, is it?
No, I mean, to be fair, I love a crazy household. It was only me and my brother, and
came from a big family. I had 4 yeah, brothers and 2 sisters, so
I like the madness,
life, you know.
Yeah, I like the pillows flying everywhere and the dogs yeah, going mental and the kids running.
Well, my oldest is 33 and my youngest is 9.
Oh wow. My oldest is 17 and my youngest is 7 next week.
Quite close then.
Yeah, so it is crazy. It's funny though. It's a good laugh. Can I take your GP details, please, Gary?
It's Kale Medical Practice.
Kale?
Kale, yes. It's in Parkhead.
Okay, I'll just spell that, mate, if you don't mind.
C-R-A-I-L, I think.
Okay, Kale Medical. Where's that?
Parkhead, Glasgow.
Parkhead, okay. I'll get the rest of the details. I'll get the contact details. When I, obviously I'm going to write to your social services.
Uh-huh.
When I get that information.
So it was a residential school we were in.
Yeah, okay. That's fine. Yeah. I'll write to the Education Authority. I write to the Social Services. I write to the National Records Scotland. My role is to gather as much evidence as I can for you.
Yeah.
When I get that information, Gary, do you want me to share it with you?
No, that's fine. Just if you keep us up to date, kind of a thing.
Yeah, no, what I'm saying is once I get the information back, because they're going to send me all your records of your time in the residential school,
uh-huh,
do you want that information? Do you want me to send it to you?
Yeah, that'd be fine, yeah.
Okay. Happy. Okay, so what I'll do is I'll send it to you, and we'll go through it together, Gary. Anywhere between 6 and 10 months' time, it's going to take.
That's right.
But once I get it, we'll go through it together, so we're both singing from the same hymn sheet. We'll make sure that we haven't missed anything out in your statements or anything else you want to add. We'll then present that case with the medical records to the Scottish Redress team. And then from there, we'll then await what's called a panel date, Gary. That's where our case will be judged on. And from there, hopefully, we'll then be able to get you some recognition of what's happened to you, and also some financial compensation, Mr. McFarlane. Is that okay, sir?
Yeah, that's fine.
Fantastic. Do you have any questions for me, Gary?
No.
Okay. I just need to go back one step with you, Gary. I know Billy's probably done this with you or gone over it with you, but I need to just make doubly sure before we start working, on the case, is that you fully understand our fees and you fully understand what other options are out there for you. So just to let you know, Gary, you don't need a law firm to apply to the Scottish Redress. You can do it yourself. That will obviously entail, if you wish to, gather your own evidence and submit your own case. That's entirely up to you. So that's option one. Option two is there are other law firms out there that can help you apply and won't charge you any fees, Gary. They get paid directly from the Scottish Government as part of what's called the Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they get paid £2,000, whether that client wins, loses or draws. Now, legally, I can't discuss their processes and what they do, and probably more importantly, what they don't do for clients. All I can explain or tell you is that we don't participate in that scheme. We don't want... We've actively rejected it on multiple occasions. We don't want a handout from the Scottish Government.
Yeah.
What we do, Gary, is enter into a joint venture with you under what's called a no-win, no-fee. What that means is if you win, we win. If you lose, we lose together. And then us, as a law firm, to try and go out and get you the best possible results. Our fees are capped at 20%, including any VAT. What that means is no matter how much time, effort we spend on your case, you'll never pay more than 20%. On the flip side of that, Gary, because you've been through such emotional hardship throughout your whole life, because of, your time in care, we will never put you under any sort of financial hardship. What that means is if we're unsuccessful, we will never come looking for fees from you.
That's right.
All of our fees will be covered by our insurance policy. Is that okay, Gary?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Perfect. And do you understand those three options?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you happy for me to continue with your case?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So just to let you know, Gary, you have what's called a 14-day cooling-off period from the date you signed any documentation with us. What that means is up until day 14, you can rip up any agreements you have with us and walk away and pursue this case on which way you want. Or alternatively, if you're happy with, obviously what I've just told you, you agree with our fees, you could also waive the 14-day cooling off period and we can get started on your case. But that's entirely up to you.
Yeah, I'm good to go with that.
Okay, so you're happy to waive the 14-day cooling off period?
No, I'm cool to go for you just now.
Okay, perfect. What I'll do, Gary, is I'll write to you within the next 2 weeks with all my contact details. You have my number now. If you say that, my name's Michael. I'm the only person at the other end of this line.
So, Michael, do you have a password for me?
Mac.
That's right. I just had to ask because the girl did say to me, this week, to anybody else, I need to get the pass off them.
Yeah, that's no problem. That's good practice. Good practice. Although I would have been sick if you would have asked me that and I didn't have the password and it was 15 minutes in.
Yeah.
I much would have preferred that question at the start, Gary.
Yeah, no
worries. But it's fine. Yeah, pass it, Matt. Billy's one of our colleagues. We are here for you, Gary.
So obviously I'm going through this with my brother because my brother was with us and all at the time. I think Billy spoke to my brother.
Okay.
So my brother's like my older brother, you know.
Yeah, no problem. I'm going to be really honest, and obviously because we're on a recorded call, I have to be. I can't discuss any other clients.
That's understand.
Yeah, we're a law firm, and obviously, you know, it's client confidentiality.
Right.
But if I do speak to your brother in the next few days, then fantastic.
Cool.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Fantastic. Do you understand all of that, Gary? Do you have any questions for me?
No, that's fine.
Okay. Gary, if you ever just need a chat with somebody who understands your background and what you're going through, obviously I deal with these cases. I know your background because obviously, you know, you've spoken with our customer care team. I'm always at the other end of a phone call to you, okay?
Uh-huh.
So just give me a call. If not, I'll be in touch every 3 to 4 weeks with updates on how I'm getting on.
That's fine.
Perfect, Gary. Thank you very much, sir.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Enjoy the rest of your day, Gary.
Yeah, bye.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.